Personal and sensitive information of hundreds of people applying for Australian residency and visas was accidentally emailed to a member of the public by a government subcontractor. Documents obtained by the ABC show the privacy breach, which happened in 2015, included full names and passport numbers, along with notes about the status of medical tests. Olivia Willis has the story.
It was August 2015 when an employee of a government subcontractor hit send on an email meant to go to the healthcare company Bupa, which carries out medical services on behalf of the Australian government. But that's not where it arrived. Instead, the email containing the names, dates of birth and passport numbers of 317 people applying for visas and permanent residency was sent to an unknown address. Dr. Bruce Bear-Arnold is a privacy and health law expert from the University of Canberra.
The idea that we have an inadequately supervised subcontractor using private email, using something like Gmail, to transfer sensitive personal information, health information, is utterly appalling.
Documents obtained by the ABC under a Freedom of Information request reveal the email from the government subcontractor Sonic Health Plus also contained brief notes, summaries, and comments about the status of medical tests being conducted. The department discovered the contractor was transferring the data from authorised departmental health systems into Excel spreadsheets to send to Bupa, against the department's policies and without its knowledge. Dr. Bear-Arnold says private contractors are increasingly getting access to government data, but that there's little transparency around their data security practices.
We're increasingly relying on agents in the private sector to do work for government, and many of those agents clearly are just not up to it.
The privacy breach follows a 2014 incident in which the Immigration Department accidentally published the names, gender and boat arrival dates of 10,000 adults and children in immigration detention. The Department of Home Affairs requires people applying for provisional visas or permanent residency in Australia to undergo a series of medical tests to protect the Australian community from public health risks. Immigration lawyer Sarah Dale says they also help assess whether applicants are likely to pose a significant burden on the public health system.
People sign at the beginning of a process an agreement with the department that they will provide full and frank information, that they will be honest with the department. But the condition of that is that the department keep that information safe.
After several unsuccessful attempts to recall the email, Bupa contacted Google, which agreed to delete the email. 70 days after the breach, the department contacted the people whose information had been disclosed. Sarah Dale believes the breach had the potential to endanger the safety of applicants or their families in their country of origin.
People were told to trust a system. People were told to engage in a system on the basis that their information would be safe and protected. And at the end of the day, it was not.
In statements to the ABC, both Bupa and Sonic Health Plus said the 2015 incident was addressed quickly and that their data security practices had since been improved.
Olivia Willis reporting there, and an additional footnote, the Department of Home Affairs has told AN the matter's been investigated and that it's satisfied Bupa and its subcontractors now only use IT systems authorised by the government.